So, first of all, can you tell me a bit about some of the challenges that the sector is facing?
So, home care is facing a number of challenges. I think, firstly, it's been underfunded for a number of years by local government. But COVID-19 brings new challenges on top of that. Of course, we've got staff that are self-isolating. So I think most providers are seeing around about 7% of their workforce or higher self-isolating at the moment. And the second thing that's very topical at the moment is personal protective equipment and obtaining the masks, etc., that our workforce need.
So what sort of specific difficulties are you coming into with regards to PPE?
I think the challenge is twofold, really. So one, the demand for PPE has obviously shot up. So we, like any responsible home care provider, will follow the government guidelines. Of course, those do change and have changed. They changed on Friday of last week, which increased the demand for masks. So demand's going up and the supply is highly fragmented. At the moment, it doesn't really seem that government's stepping up to resolve the issues. The normal supplier that we would use for goods have had all of their stock requisitioned by the NHS, and the government has, or the Department of Health and Social Care has sent out a letter to all providers pointing us towards four suppliers. They're meant to be supplying the whole of the home care sector and care homes, but having tried to order from them over the past week, virtually none of them have any stock at all, and where they do, they're severely restricting what they can send to providers. So as a result of that, providers are being forced to really fend for themselves and buy off the open market at ever-inflated prices, with uncertainty whether some of that supply will actually arrive in time.
What sort of support have you got from the council?
The council, so I think it's worth saying that local government has received an additional $1.6 billion for social care to support the fight against COVID-19. But actually very little has made its way to the front line. So different local authorities have responded in different ways, some with nothing or very little, others with a little bit more. Surrey were one of the first to come out and announce that they would pay home care providers in advance, which helps with cash flow. But there's been very little to support providers with the increased costs around rising PPE, around the statutory sick pay that we'll need to pay our workforce, and some of the other knock-on effects that COVID-19 is having on providers.
So what are the difficulties in regards to staff self-isolating?
Well, the challenge with staff self-isolating is obviously it removes capacity in your workforce. So, if they're out for, say, 14 days, that puts more burden on the remaining workforce. I have to say, at Trinity Home Care, our staff have been absolutely amazing. So what we need to do is reduce the risk of transmission of this disease from one person to the next. And we can do that by limiting the number of visits that a care worker or number of people that a care worker will attend to. So our staff and workforce have been incredible at actually changing their availability, changing their regular shift patterns, so we can reduce the number of different individuals that they visit and therefore reduce the number of interactions that take place and therefore reduce the risk of transmission. I think we've also seen that many people are facing financial difficulties. So where they are coming back from self-isolation, they're looking to work additional hours. Perhaps their partners at home have lost some of their income or their roles. So whilst we're facing increasing numbers of staff self-isolating, we've managed to fulfil all of our visits with our existing workforce, as others have really stepped up to the challenge and are working incredibly hard to support the vulnerable people we care for in the community.
Would you say that home care is really coming into its own as a result of this pandemic?
I think a massive thank you should go out to the entire home care workforce who are really supporting our NHS colleagues by keeping the most vulnerable in society safe at home and, importantly, out of hospital. We really are a sector that does a massive amount to keep people away from hospital and when they go into hospital to help enable them be discharged home. And that really makes a huge difference to relieve the burden on the NHS. And as we're seeing at the moment, where people are self-isolating and family members and loved ones can't visit their elderly relatives. You know, often it will be the home care workforce that are the only ones that are going in and seeing those individuals, and they're making a massive difference. And you know, I think it's time that the government recognise that the role that home care plays in really supporting and enabling the NHS to function well. And I think, you know, that workforce deserves better recognition than it's had in recent years with all the budget cuts that it's faced.
What specifically would you like to see?
I think first and foremost, it comes down to funding and the way that services are commissioned. So as an example, the National Living Wage went up by 6.2% on the 1st of April this year. Now, 80% of our costs at Trinity Home Care are staffing related. And obviously, we have to reflect that in what we pay our staff. So when you're facing a 6.2% increase in wage costs, it's only right where government is commissioning some of those services that they should be increasing their prices to reflect the increase in costs that's being driven by that legislative change. But we've seen a 0% increase from Surrey from the 1st of April. We also work with Sutton Council. We've seen a 0% increase from them on the 1st of April. And indeed, in their case, we haven't seen any increases for more than 2 years now.
So have you got on to them about this? What have they been saying about this?
Yes, there's constant lobbying going on by the National Association, the United Kingdom Home Care Association, which is a professional association for home care providers, to try and raise the issues around the financial vulnerability of home care, of the home care sector. And in fact, there's a piece of work going on at the moment, which I think we'll publish next week by a third party, that's doing a real evidential piece around the increased costs of COVID-19 and the impact that's having on providers. We hope that that will validate the messages that we've been trying to get through to central government. I know that on, I think it was just yesterday, the Local Government Association published some guidance to all local authorities about how they should be reflecting the increased costs of COVID-19 in the way they commission services. But I don't believe that goes far enough. And I don't believe that local authorities are necessarily going to follow the guidance that's come out from the Local Government Association. I think with regards to the NHS, because the NHS also commissioned services, so they've received an extra $1.3 billion from central government to support social care. And it very much feels that that's a little bit stuck in the commissioning phase, and they haven't yet decided how that will be, how that will get to the front line of home care workforce. I think they're looking to do something at a sort of national level with regards to rates, so there's a consistent way in which they pass that funding to the front line. But of course, it takes time to get agreement to those things, and time is not on our side at the moment. Well, the one thing I'd like to mention is living care. So we're seeing a lot of people being discharged from hospital at the moment, and we're seeing some terrible stories in the news around care homes, which are obviously highly susceptible to spreading COVID-19 amongst their residents. It's incredibly hard within that environment to isolate the workforce and different residents from one another. And there's been some terrible and really sad stories in the news. And our hearts go out to, you know, the family members of those people and the workforce too, that are doing their utmost to keep people safe. But it feels like the government and commissioners and perhaps individuals haven't thought about living care. And living care is where you have a single individual actually living in with a person around the clock, 24/7, and effectively it allows somebody to self-isolate with a single individual within their own home. Now, Trinity Home Care has been providing living care for over 20 years. There's other providers out there, but we feel that this is really the safest way to try and keep people at home in a safe environment where they're self-isolating with just one person. It really limits the risks of transmission, and we would urge people and the government to think much more around that as a model as they move forward in dealing with this crisis.